Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate, as they give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So, like the Posse of Angels, my angelic family, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that angelic advice is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, once again, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. I am so grateful for everybody that's listening, all of you that are following, those people that have shared, liked, and listened in to either the live shows every Tuesday week at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, or that are listening to my archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, or perhaps you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Now, firstly, listeners, last week, in honor of my show, The Miracle of Angels of Faith, and speaking about miracles at this time of year when so many miracles are associated with so many holidays, I ran a contest for all the numbers, all those phone numbers that appeared on my switchboard to go in a random drawing for one person to win a copy of my book, Angels of Faith. And the winner was the phone number starting with 910. And that person, his name is John. I would like to congratulate John, and I will be calling that 910 after the phone, after the show today. And a copy of my beautiful, inspirational book, Angels of Faith, will be sent out to you this week. So I'd like to thank everybody so much for participating. And there is another holiday, which is holiday giveaway, which is coming up in the next couple of weeks. So do stay tuned for that. For those people who would like to purchase Angels of Faith, this extraordinary book, which helps us not be afraid of the dark, and it connects us with our divine eternal nature, you can order the book by going to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. Or you can call me at Angel Healing House after the show on 831-277-3716. Now, I see that we have several callers holding for the free angel readings. 917, you're going to be up first, then 202, and then 720 in that order, and we will be getting to others as well. But if you're a regular listener, you know that I take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day, which the Posse of Angels wish to talk about. And strange as it may seem, the title of the show today is The Blessing of Life Falling Apart. Now, the Posse of Angels is sporting their chef hats today, and they are in the kitchen as they have been inspired to create some new flavors for the holidays. They have all their usual fixings to prepare a sumptuous meal, but they are pointing to some very new ingredients. I guess the point that they are making is that if we have the same foods prepared in the same way, with the same taste, then we get the same predictable meal. And while there is nothing wrong with predictable, it rarely is exciting, as we have experienced the same taste before and know what to expect. While the Posse of Angels are saying that their little foray into the kitchen and the idea of spicing up their recipes with new ingredients can be translated to experiencing new things in our lives as well, they wish to know why so many humans choose to hold on to the expectation that life has to be predictable, perhaps stay the same and never change. They are reminding us that when the majority of humans excitedly wrote the contract of their lives, they wish to be challenged. They wish to expand their experiences and to be tested in order to grow. Now, for this to happen, things cannot stay the same. And if we do not willingly initiate change, then those things that we have experienced must fall apart in order for the new experiences to present themselves. This vision of life falling apart brought to mind the Tower card in tarot, and it is no wonder that it is one of the most feared cards in the tarot deck. In many traditional decks, it depicts the ground shaking from an earthquake as a tower tumbles and people jump off for their lives. This card is an indication that a person's life is indeed on very shaky ground and that a major change will be happening. And strange as it may seem, Instead of seeing the Tower card as doom and gloom, I have always chosen to see it as a very good sign. For immediately after something falls apart in our lives, God and the angels will always send a fortuitous and beneficial sign as to what is needed to step forward after this upheaval. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that in many cases after things fall apart, our human nature has us staring at the rubble of what has fallen apart instead of fixing our gaze on the new sign that is being presented to us. You know, many times this sign shows up as a synchronistic meeting with just the right person at just the right time who provides us with important information, a connection, or perhaps an opportunity to help us step forward. And when we experience some aspect of our life falling apart, well, the Posse of Angels is assuring us that even though it might be very difficult to believe, we've actually unconsciously co-created with God for this to happen. Now, the reason we do such a thing is that our former experience of what we co-created with God no longer serves our highest benefit for our spiritual journey. You know, it does seem hard to believe when our lives are falling apart that if things did not go south and if they did not get worse, that many of us would never get the hint to try anything new. In many instances, our lives need to fall apart so that we can experience more of life and grow so much larger and so much brighter than we ever thought possible. You know, I remember when my husband Pete and I lived on the heavenly Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia, and we decided to take a trip to the States in 2006. When I was standing on the beach in Carmel, California, God said to me, "When you move to the States, this is the area that you need to move to first." You know, from my experience, when God takes the time from his busy schedule to speak to somebody, it's not meant to invite a discussion or encourage some cheerful banter. It is meant solely as a directive on high for one to follow his word. Well, relaying this information that God just gave to me, to my husband Pete, he replied, "Oh, but we're not going to move to the States." And in Pete's defense, why would we even have considered it? We lived in a beautiful beach house with a sparkling Pacific Ocean just steps from our back door. My healing practice was hugely successful, and I often joked to my husband that with all my clients, sessions, workshops, meditation nights, and teaching Reiki, that we should exchange our front door for a revolving door. After God delivered this very clear message of moving to the States, we returned home to Australia, expecting life to return to normal, which it did not. After many years of having a busy schedule in my business, Angel Healing House, my numbers of clients began to steadily decline. And you know, listeners, it did not matter how much I advertised and what specials I offered, the numbers continued to diminish. Meeting with a dear friend of mine who is an international psychic, I asked him, what was going on and why this was happening? He calmly took a sip of his tea and he replied, "The angels are just applauding and saying that you have graduated and are ready to move on. By turning the faucet off on your clients, they're just encouraging you to move to the States for the next part of your journey." Synchronistically, it was also around this time that Pete's job no longer worked out. With both of our sources of income drying up, we were encouraged. Now, I don't like to use the word forced when it comes to God's suggestions, but we were encouraged to sell our home and move to the States. Now, were we happy about this? Well, to be honest, we were not happy about selling our home, but our hearts were wildly excited about following God's direction. The rewards for us stepping forward after everything seemingly fell apart were life-changing for us. Yes, it opened new doors that presented us with opportunities and connections to fulfill our dreams and intentions. Now, looking back, I can clearly see that the true blessing in our livelihood disappearing was that it tested our faith and put our trust in God's plan for us, certainly not in our limited plan, as to what we thought life had to look like for us. In addition, it tested our faith and belief in ourselves. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind all of us that when life falls apart, it simply means that you've outgrown your former lessons and you've graduated to be presented with new lessons in your life. Imagine the Posse of Angels handing you a cap and a gown and a diploma, for you have graduated beyond your current life and are now more than ready to co-create a larger, more expanded world of experiences for yourself. When life falls apart, it means that heaven wishes to open new doors and some new opportunities for you to experience. When life falls apart, it means that you are strong enough and brave enough to experience something greater. Is it scary? You bet it is. Well, you have to muster up courage and be brave. And the Posse of Angels is saying, without a doubt. But when life falls apart, it's because on some unconscious level, you are ready for it to fall apart and to be dismantled and have co-created it for it to be so. When life falls apart, it gives us the blessing and opportunity to get us off the couch and force us out of our comfort zone in order for us to try. This could be to try something new, try a new approach to life. It could also be to try our patience, try our faith, try our trust that everything will always work out for our highest good, although, and the Posse of Angels is quick to add, that when things fall apart in our lives, the blessing that comes in with it may not be so readily discernible. It just might take a connected angel practitioner like myself to help one see the hidden gifts and treasures in one's life falling apart, that although it's hard to believe, they will miraculously open up one's world more than one could ever possibly imagine. If your life has fallen apart in some way and you'd like to have some guidance on high from myself and the Posse of Angels to give you clarity and direction, peace of mind, belief in yourself, and the belief in God's larger and more expanded view for your world and the plan that He wants to co-create with you, give me a call, Claire Candy Hoff at Angel Healing House, to book your session, your intuitive counseling session. You can call me after the show on 831-277-3716. Before we go on to speak more about the blessing of our lives falling apart, let's go to the phone line. Some of your calls, 917. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Ashiel. How are you?
Oh, hello, Ashiel. I am well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Actually, I can relate to everything you're talking. It seems like you're talking to me. So I'm glad I called. I really felt like you're literally talking to me. I was like, oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. What has fallen? What things have fallen apart in your life?
I was dealing with a situation with the government. And, you know, I did the paperwork and all of that, and things were moving along, you know, well enough. And eventually I got a letter from them that it's been denied. And I was, that's exactly, I felt like, whoa, what's going on? And I was a little disappointed, but, you know, I was reading the letter again, and there's a chance for me to appeal, which I'm going to do this week. I'm going to write a letter. I'm going to work on it today and appeal. And I just want to see what the angel has to say. Maybe that's the new opportunity that's coming in. You know, because everything you said, I can relate to it.
Okay, they're saying that there only is what we desire. And if this is truly following your truth, if this is something which you desire for your utmost, then, and this is for your highest good, then they're saying, yes, do step forward with the appeal. You know, I just ask them, would this be beneficial for you to step forward with the appeal? And they're saying yes. Absolutely yes. You know, just because something has been blocked the first time for us doesn't mean, it often means that it's not the right timing. Many times people might get different people associated. Somebody might turn you down. And then often is the case, you know, on different court cases, you get a different judge or you get a different jury or you get, you know, there's so many different factors that go into decisions. All we can do is follow our hearts and let our intuitive nature take over. And I know, Ashiel, that you are very intuitive. So they're saying definitely do step forward and don't put your emphasis on expectations and get attachment to anything.
Yes, that's the problem the first time. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's really, really important. They're saying that. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for lovely Ashiel. Okay. The first card that's coming out for you is the Magician. All right. I love it. You know, this is, you are the alchemist. And, you know, if you have this grand vision in your mind, what you wish, what you desire, all you need to do is to hold that vision. Hold that vision for yourself and to take away, again, the how and the when of that's going to happen for you. Now, in order for some things to happen, yes, we have to make movement for it, but do the appeal and then, with your alchemical abilities, with your abilities as the Magician, they're saying that all you need to do is keep projecting and visualizing what outcome you want. Okay? They're saying that that's really important. Stay in your integrity and visualize exactly what it is. And feel how good that feels when either that appeal comes through or other circumstances present themselves in order for that to become a reality. The next is the Five of Cups. The Five of Cups is always about putting your emphasis on what you do have, on what you can affect in your life, and let go of the past or let go of those things that are not within your control. Because they're saying that that will drain you. Expectations and attachments are going to drain your powerful alchemical magician energies that you have. And the third card for you, oh, this is a great card, the Seven of Swords. Well, it's actually showing you stepping on a new path to what it is that you desire. Make sure when you do the appeal that you dot all the I's and cross all those T's. Because the Seven of Swords is almost always about attention to detail. So really make sure that you look at if there are any things that you have to sign, if there are things that you know you don't want to be compromised in. They're saying be truthful to yourself. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Ashiel.
Yeah, that was helpful. I mean, it's exactly what I needed, you know, just because my problem sometimes is expectations. And when that, I think that seemed to be my problem. I would not just do it and forget about it and move on with my life, you know, not to.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know what's gonna help the fulfillment of your intention is staying in the present moment, being grateful and appreciative for what you have, and building up your energies of absolute love and joy inside of you, and that creative energy. So go out and have an absolutely beautiful day.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help, as usual.
Okay. Take care, Ashiel. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ashiel. And that goes for all of us, including me. Let go of the expectations. Let go of the attachments. All we can do is have those intentions in our heart and keep asking God and the angels to show us the signs which would be most beneficial for us to step forward. If you want to call in for that free angel guidance with myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, you can call in on 646-716-6794. We had a couple of numbers drop off on the switchboard, so do call in on that call-in number. Let's go to our next caller, 202. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name's Daphne.
Hi, Daphne. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Oh, I used to live in Alexandria, Virginia, very close to Washington, D.C.
What a beautiful city that is. If I didn't want to live so badly in the city, I'd want to live in Alexandria.
Oh, my gosh. Just for those that don't know about Alexandria, Virginia, they have a height restriction on the buildings, and all of the buildings must be constructed to look like, buildings in the 1800s. So even the McDonald's, you know, has a facade that looks like a colonial Williamsburg-type building.
Right.
It really is a beautiful, and the suburbs around there are very leafy and beautiful. So, Daphne, have you experienced your life falling apart for the better?
Not for the better. I mean, I have hope. I'm sorry. This is evoking a lot of emotion for me. But, I mean, I have hope, certainly, that it is. But, I mean, I feel like I'm getting all these, carrots dangling in front of me of the things that I want, like, you know, whether it was the job or the financial stability or the relationship or the living situation, and it's promised to me, and then it gets snagged away from me, and I am feeling extremely lost and falling, and I don't know what to do.
Okay, the first thing they're telling you to do, sweetheart, is to not do anything.
Okay.
That seems counterproductive, but you're so fragile and you're so, most of these things, and I can tell you from my experience, because I get very personal on this program, and everybody that I know, most of their expectations, what should have happened, had to have happened, ought to have happened, and they were so attached to with their jobs, their relationships, their money, and everything didn't work out. And if they say that it did, well, I'm not sure if they're not fibbing. Because it could not have worked out because we were still attached to the outcome. And we were limiting and we were restricting our lives because we were not clear enough to come to these intentions with as much expansiveness and openness to the possibilities of them happening. Many people said, many of my clients have said, oh, if I could only just earn so much a week, then I could pay my bills and then I can do this and do that. But where we're going, which is where we're headed towards, in the ascension of the planet and the ascension of ourselves as humans and multidimensional beings, is that we don't want to make a minimum of anything. We want the fulfillment of the dreams and the intentions in our hearts, and that's fine, but we have to let go of the how and the when of them happening. So if there is a benefit from this, that they're saying that in the area of the relationship, Daphne, if you would have drawn somebody to yourself, it would have been a terrible compromise for you because of the way you were feeling. Because like attracts like. and they want you to know, been very difficult, but it has molded you into a more extraordinary human being, and to be able to really draw the life that you want to yourself without any restrictions and without any constrictions or restrictions at all, and to limitless possibilities as to how that's going to show up in your life. So the thing that the Posse of Angels are saying for lovely Daphne to do is to really, truly nurture and nourish who you are. What things do you do during the week to really nourish your soul?
Well, I work at a nonprofit. I mean, right now it's a temp job. And, I mean, I was definitely determined to work in an organization that focuses on social good. And this is it's a good one, but I kind of wanted to go back to the one that I used to work with, which does extraordinary good. And that was promised to me out of the blue, and then snatched away again.
When was it taken away from you?
Like a week ago, not even a week.
Okay. I'm asking the Posse of Angels if that door is closed for you. And
okay.
They're saying no. If they're saying no, that door is not 100% shut. If that is something that you really truly desire in your life, that either that will be open, that door will be opened for you again, or something better will come along. But keep affirming. But one thing that you can do is you can keep affirming. Thank you for my opportunity of working at an extraordinary place that really, you know, utilizes my gifts and talents. You can even say that financially remunerates me. You can say I work with like-minded people. All of these things are painting a picture of your reality. And this is for you, me, and everybody, as we go into 2015, we do have a clean slate to create such an extraordinary 2015 with the words we use, the feelings in our heart, and also the thoughts that we have. Okay? Don't you have a little skerrick of any doubt that you can have what you desire, and keep putting your emphasis on that. So they do want you to nourish yourself. Nourish yourself by, you know, it's probably very cold in the area that you're in, but, you know, take very, you know, brisk walks outside. Breathe deep. Look at the wonder of God's handiwork in nature. Take time out to really do something that nourishes your soul, whether that's a creative endeavor like painting, or do you do any writing?
I had desired to. I mean, I do a little bit here and there, but no, what's in my heart's novel, I have not really focused on.
Okay, they're saying to me, and they're showing me that this book, whatever this book is, it's above your head. It's above your head. And for it to be born on the earth plane, all you got to do is honor yourself as a writer. They're calling you a writer. They're saying you need to sit down every day, even if it's for 10 or 15 minutes, down, light a candle, say to the angels, I am ready to receive. Take a couple of deep breaths. Center on your heart and on your angelic connection, and Daphne, you will be, they're giving me shocks now, right up and down my legs. You will be amazed how easy it will be to give birth to this book inside of you.
Okay.
Okay, and this joy that you're going to allow yourself to experience is going to then go out and touch all areas of your life. Okay? Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for lovely Daphne. Can you tell us a little bit what the novel is about?
It's funny, because I'm going through that right now because of my relationship, but it's about Well, it's a love story about falling in love with yourself.
Oh, that's such a cutie. Oh.
And it's like parallelizing my cross-country trip when I moved from one part of the country to the other.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Yeah, they're saying this, this book of yours, because of all the lessons that you learned, and you've learned a lot of lessons with all the relationships that you've had, you're going to be going on to really impart those lessons that we'll learn through hardship and adversity and heartbreak and all of those things. But not only will you be helping others, but with the writing of the book, you're going to finally close doors and you're going to open up new doors to experience a much higher love. Let's go to the cards. Okay, the first card that comes out for you is justice. The truth of bringing forth this truth inside of you. And it's an eight card. This is going to be a prosperous, a very abundant endeavor, not only monetarily and financially for you, but it's also going to bring you different opportunities for you to go out there and shine. The next card is the Six of Swords, smoother sailing for you. You know, I would go so far as to say once the novel is published, then you could even, you know, go to book signings. Then you could even travel. Then you could, you know, it's amazing where the fulfillment of our dreams or the stepping forward into acknowledging and honoring and respecting our dreams, where that takes us. You know, it takes us to all kinds of new places. But we first have to honor our gifts and our talents. And the next one, oh, I love your reading, is the Knight of Wands. That's another. You've got two movement cards there. The Knight of Wands is the knight with the ants in his pants. He's always, he wants action. He wants to, do something, do a cause or do something that he's passionate and he's enthusiastic about. He knows what to do, and he just, off he goes on a tangent. Off he goes because he's so excited to get it done. This reading is telling me that by honoring you bringing forth this creative endeavor, this novel, it's going to help turn your energies around. And it's going to make you feel abundant, and then there's going to be more of a manifestation of the abundance and the connections in front of you in your reality. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Daphne.
It has. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Be blessed. And you go out and find reasons to really nurture and nourish your sweet soul, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you so much to Daphne for that call. We have a tendency to get caught up in so many expectations, so many attachments to what we think should have happened, had to have happened, ought to have happened. You know, just before I get to the next callers, the Posse of Angels have often told me that you know, the things that we thought should have happened or had to have happened or ought to happen, if we only knew how much it benefited our lives by those things not working out, because they can see it from a higher perspective, then we would be so grateful and so appreciative for the exact way our lives turned out. Instead of thinking it should have or could have or if only it would have turned out a different way. Let's go to our next caller. 720, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, Candy. This is Ibitar. How are you?
I'm well, Ibitar. How are you?
I'm well. I had gone online just to listen to the show, and I couldn't get any sound, so I just called in to listen to the show. But I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad you did call in. Have you noticed any things of late falling apart in your life?
Well, Candy, I'm going to tell you how I ended up in Colorado. The house that I was renting went into foreclosure. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for a place, and my son came out, you know, and he really didn't want me to stay there. He wanted me to come back here with him. So that's how I ended up in Colorado. The house went into foreclosure. And mm-hmm. my son was so persistent. And that's why I called the show today, because I said, well, let me call and just see what she's saying about that. I didn't really call, you know, didn't even have any questions or anything like that. But that's how I ended up here.
And how have things turned out for you in Colorado?
Candy, I have been on this, I don't want to say a magic carpet, but I've been on this wind. I call it a wind. The
yes.
wind of the wind of the unknown, because when I came out here, I had no idea how anything would turn out, but I trusted that it would. I trusted that everything would turn out and be as it should be. And sometimes my son was really stressed, and I told him, I said one day, I said, you know, you really need to work on your faith and increase your faith, you know, because
yes.
I had to really encourage him that everything is going to work out, you know. And I told him, I said, you don't think that God would bring me all the way out here to Colorado and not provide for me? And
yeah.
so that's where I'm at. I'm in a space where, you know, I'm not trying to have any control over the outcome. I'm just going with the flow. I'm just going with the wind. And whatever direction it leads, it guides me.
That is a wonderful, wonderful visual to give us all, you know, that we are doing a co-creative dance. If we can only understand that, you know, yes, we have free will. Yes, we have our dreams and intentions. But in order for the fulfillment of that to happen in the most extraordinary ways, we really do have to see ourselves as just being in that wind of the unknown. And if we need to be picked up and thrown in a different location, man, you know, things will happen to get us out of there. I'm telling you, when our circumstances changed when we were in Australia, I mean, I was riding high in this extraordinary community of life that I had established, and suddenly, poof, there go my clients. And it's just, we were encouraged. We were encouraged to move to the States. So everything turns out perfectly for us, you
yes.
know. And, but like you said, we just have to let go of the expectations. So so if you would ask a question today, well, Ivatar, what question would that be?
Oh, boy.
We can just see what cards come out.
Okay.
Okay, let's see what cards come out first. Lovely Avatar. And as we are being blown around by the winds of fate. And it's exciting. You know, it's exciting
it
to be blown
exciting.
Around by the winds of fate. You know, because those winds are not ill winds. Those are the winds created by the wings of the angels and God. So how bad could those winds be? The first one that's coming out for you, my dear, is the Page of Wands. Okay, this is you absolutely following your passion. You're ready to be challenged, they're saying. And there's going to be opportunities for you to step forward and to be able to share more of your gifts and your excitement, and they want you to keep welcoming the adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Keep finding more opportunities to play, and, you know, you might even have to be brave in maybe some of these opportunities which are going to be presented to you, but you have the courage in order to do this. Another card that comes out is the Nine of Wands, and this is about you staying determined and stepping forward bravely. This reading so far has a great deal to do with your bravery and your courage, knowing that you're here for a much higher purpose. And they're actually saying to you with the Seven of Cups that you were going to be given choices in 2015 to be able to step forward as that metaphysical teacher, as that spiritual teacher. So I'm really looking forward to what things you'll be drawing to yourself, and in order for you to just step forward with that bravery and that courage inside of you. So I hope that's been helpful.
Yes, I feel like I'm on an adventure, Candy. It's such an adventure. That's what I feel like.
Thank you so much. You enjoy the beautiful adventure, and I'll speak with you soon. Take care.
Okay, Candy, thank you so much. I still want to listen.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Avatar. Let's go to our next caller, 910, and then after that, 661. But 910, you're on the line, Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is John.
Hi, John. How are you?
Hi. I'm hanging in there. Everything.
Did you hear my the introduction to my show?
I did.
You are the winner.
I am.
Yes, you are the winner of the copy of the Angels of Faith book. So afterwards, after the program is over, I'll be calling you for your postal address so I can post you a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith.
That is so awesome. Thank you very much.
There you go. Look what you manifested to yourself.
That's fantastic.
It is.
If I could just keep that up all day, that'd be great.
Oh, hey, you can do that. It is just an intention. I am going to have a miraculous, magical day, and I intend just to receive. Show me how I'm going to receive.
That's beautiful. I'm definitely going to use that all day today.
So there you go. Have you noticed anything falling apart in your life, John?
I have noticed a plethora of things falling apart in my life.
Okay.
Yes.
And what was your reaction to them falling apart?
My reaction, honestly, I think in the past year, this whole year, it's been a very kind of woe is me. Like, wow, is this really happening?
Yeah.
This is happening? And I'm just kind of standing back and observing. And I'm kind of in a state of, I don't know, numbness.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm just taken back. Every day just seems, it seems like, when I'm wanting things to get better, things just get more shocking.
Okay. Well, very much so, you know, what the Posse of Angels was speaking about is that if something is not for our highest good, and it's not, it is a compromise and settling in what we deem should happen, then where we are divining as human beings back to our divine eternal natures, there is no compromise. And, you know, what we thought should have happened was not in alignment with where we're going. And so those things had to go asunder. They just did. They just, you know, so many people expected, you know, things to work out a certain way, and there were attachments to them, instead of setting that intention and saying, okay, how this is going to happen and when it's going to happen is not my providence. That's the providence of God and the angel. So I will set my intention And then I will not wait to see those signs, but I will go off and affect what I can, which is my creative enthusiasm, my passion, and my joy, my playfulness, my fun, which is that abundant energy. For when that sign is presented to us, then that's the energy and frequency that we will be putting into it as we are shown when to step forward. And that's all we can affect.
Yes.
That's all we can affect. I would go so far as to say, because they're telling me this, you are a very different person, John, now than you were a year ago.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. You are a much stronger, you're more brave, you have greater courage, you have greater belief in yourself, you have greater belief in the divine plan that you co-created with God, whatever that is, and you are now willing to surrender to it. And that's what they're telling me to tell you. Open yourself to receive like you've never opened up before. Say, okay, this 2015 for me is going to be such an extraordinary year because I'm getting with the program. I know now that life is not a struggle. Life is a co-creative dance with that higher source. And if I choose to get in and boogie, then it will flow with ease and grace. And it will be a lot easier than the struggle that so many of us, you know, were led to believe that life was hard or life was a struggle. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for lovely John. Okay.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
The first card that comes out to you is the Queen of Pentacles. And she is you enjoying a lavish lifestyle. This is you nurturing yourself, feeling nurtured, feeling nourished, making your life beautiful, putting the emphasis on that which you can affect and not trying to push the river. Many people try to push the river. The Posse of Angels is showing me the sign of the deer. And the deer is about being gentle with yourself, being wise enough to know that you're in this co-creative dance and life is going to become much, much more beautiful for you. The next card that comes out, I don't make up these cards. The next card that's coming out is the Death card, which is a new beginning for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the new beginning that they want you to take into 2015 is peace in your heart. If it works out, that's great. If it doesn't work out, that's great. Everything is great. Everything is for your highest good. If something doesn't work out, it means it doesn't work out now or it doesn't work out because something better is coming along for you. And the Page of Cups is your third card, which is that card of that playfulness, that dreamer inside of you, and opening up to a different relationship with yourself, that you can manifest what you want, but just let go of the how and the when of that happening. Expect the best without having expectations. And be open to receive in whatever way, shape, or form that the higher source, God and the angels, wish to give to you. So I hope that's been really helpful for you.
Absolutely. It really has. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I will be speaking to you after the show.
Excellent.
Okay, I'll speak to you soon. Take care, John.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to our next caller with about 6 minutes left. We have 661. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? Who am I speaking with?
Hello, Candy?
Yes?
Hi.
Can you hear?
It's Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Has anything in your life fallen apart?
My world has fallen apart in the last 3-4 years, and I've been trying to struggle for quite a while and pick up the pieces. And I just feel change is coming. I've been really trying hard and to work on myself, and I feel a lot of change is coming in a good way.
Oh my gosh, Teresa, they're saying, and these are not my words, they're these words, they're the posse of angels, they're saying, girl, you ain't seen nothing yet. They're saying, what you're picking up is something which you have no idea, the magical and miraculous ways that they are filling your intentions. They're saying for the rest of this holiday season, even if you don't celebrate, if you don't celebrate anything, they want you to celebrate you and how much you have grown with things falling apart because they needed to fall apart because they weren't in direct alignment with your divine eternal nature and this beautiful goddess that you are. And they're saying for the rest of the year, be grateful that they fell apart. And they want me to go to the goddess cards. They only have about 4 minutes, so I'm hurrying a little bit. But they want me to go to the goddess cards here, and they wanted to see what strength, courage, and bravery that you can bring into 2015 because of these changes that are coming for you. So let's pull 3 cards for the lovely Teresa and see what comes out. First card that comes out for you is transformation, girl. Oh my gosh, the butterfly maiden. You were experiencing enormous changes within you. What did I just say? I love confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bringing about great blessings inside of you. This is amazing. Oh my gosh. Everything that's broken down for us is creating the wonderful fulfillment of our intentions. The next card that comes out for you is your inner goddess. Okay, they want you to awaken. This is why they had me go to the goddess cards. Awaken the goddess within you through dance, through self-expression, through, feminine, doing craft, whatever it is that you can awaken the goddess inside of you. They want you to do this because this is the abundance that's going to feed those new changes coming in. And the last card for you, hey, man, you're on fire. The last card is Rhiannon, which is the sorceress. You are a magical person who can manifest your clear intentions into reality. So with these 3 cards, it tells me that you are now on the precipice of these new changes happening for you in 2015 in the most extraordinary of ways. But between now and the end of the year, they really want you to nurture that transformation inside of you so that you can step forward and be that sorceress, that goddess, that's going to just embrace those new changes. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Yes, I just want to say thank you, and you are a true blessing to me and to the world. Lots and lots of love to you, Candy. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for that. God bless you, too. Have a beautiful, beautiful holiday season, and sending you
yes.
lots of hugs and kisses. Take care.
Thanks, Candy.
Okay, bye.
Bye, sweetheart.
And that just about wraps up our show for today. I'd like to thank all the callers, all you listeners for tuning into the program. Thank you to those who are listening to this archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Now, please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you would like to order a copy of my inspirational book, which makes it a wonderful enlightened holiday gift, Angels of Faith, or my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please do go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. If you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling or Reiki healing session, either personally in my office in Los Angeles or nationally or internationally using distant healing, this can be done over phone using Skype. And you can call me at Angel Healing House at 831-277-3716 or email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Until next time, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself.
Love and angel blessings to you all. I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye, everyone.